No, like, we'll come to a resolution. One of you guys has to drop out.
All right, hitting it, boys.
No, no, don't even worry about it. Yeah, I can always just do it in live. We are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers! It's Friday,
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. Don't know the who's who's. I don't know the what's what's. I even suck really bad at fantasy.
What's up, y'all? It's Sizzin. I don't
suck. Not all
suck.
You suck at.
I live in the north, used to. Now I live in the south, Nashville, West Nashville, with Baser, my wife. I'm an alpha male from the north. There we go. That's the intro I've been doing for the past 3 years. And on the weekends, we shotgun hard seltzers. Boys, the Sore Losers podcast is heard around the world.
Hold on. That'd get me a Tulane, boys.
And I said we do the hard seltzers on the weekend. Boys, I lied. Doing one right now.
Hey, that means the weekend's starting right now.
And this isn't just Coach? Any hard seltzer. This is a Tulane hard seltzer by Luke Bryan.
So the next 30 seconds is brought to you by Luke Bryan's Tulane seltzer.
Appreciate you bringing those by, Luke.
And then the next 30 seconds will be brought to you by Morgan & Morgan, because before we go on, Eddie's all pissed off in a bad mood. He's like, I don't want to talk to Ray. I don't want to talk
to
Ray.
Hey, but I mean, I don't understand what's happening here. I'm the jingle guy. Like, I make jingles. I've made a jingle for Hershey's, and now Morgan & Morgan's doing a competition. So I did a jingle for Morgan & Morgan, and yesterday I'm scrolling through Instagram, and I'm like, oh, look, Ray posted something. Really, dude? A jingle?
It's called Free Will. It's called Free World. You ever been to America before?
Bro, this is my lane. Stay in your lane, bro.
There's two lanes.
Brought to you by Tulane.
Wow.
Wow. See, that's why you're good at selling stuff.
Dude, you teed him up like a softball right
you
there.
You are a businessman making business deals trying to get that money.
It's easy. Listen, here's the deal. When there's something, like, you can't just say, oh, I'm the one that bets. You can't bet.
Huh?
I'm the one that does jingles. You can't write jingles.
Only one person can win that bet. It's not like a bet, the big
right.
pot or what.
But
no.
You would rather your friend win it than some stranger. If you're not going to win, wouldn't you want Ray to win?
We're splitting our chances. Why can't Ray just be?
No, doubling your chances, actually. Because if there's only one person in there, you only have 1% chance to win. If you have if there's two people in there, there's 2%.
Wrong.
One of you guys is going to win.
Wrong. I have a co-writer, Brandon Ray, in mine, and Ray has four co-writers in his.
Here's the deal.
What does that have to do with anything?
That's splitting it six ways.
I don't care about how they split it. I'm saying if you and Brandon Ray aren't going to win, you want Ray and his army to win.
I think we're going to win.
Okay, great.
I'm not worried about Ray. I'm just worried about the integrity of our friendship. Like,
are we going to play him?
I mean,
sound
you
like
want...
Dr. Phil podcast.
Why? Yeah.
You want to hear Ray's for?
The I think integrity we should... of a
Ray,
friendship.
Ray, go ahead and hit yours for Morgan & Morgan.
If you're low and don't know where to go and you don't know who to call, don't forget you've got a friend out pound law. That's all. Morgan and Morgan, for the people, for the people. Morgan and Morgan, for the people, for the people.com.
And honestly, if you hear that jingle, it reminds me back when I was sucking on my mom's. You know, it's like you're comforted, you're warm. It's
your mom's what?
A nice cozy fire. I feel I have a friend in Morgan & Morgan after hearing that.
And what about Eddie's? How does Eddie's make you feel?
Here's Eddie's. You guys decide.
Dial pound all, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been in a wreck and it's not your fault, dial pound all, that's all. We will fight to do what's right for the people, for the people. Morgan and Morgan, dial pound dog, that's all.
If you or someone you know has been in a car wreck
Hey, everybody, it's
John.
You
know what that
Morgan.
Makes me feel like? It feels like it's 1985 and Magnum P.I. is about to come on.
That's not a bad idea. You can do all hot pink and like
yes.
electric blue on the Morgan & Morgan logo.
That's exactly what it makes me feel
that's
like. Magnum
cool.
P.I. intro coming in. Here comes
oh, yeah. Reminds me of good porno.
Eddie, listen, yeah. Sizzin here. This is a technicality, but you
don't
did
slam,
say.
Don't slam my.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
But you did say a phrase in there, if you're not at fault. And need some help or something?
Yeah, if you're been in a wreck and it's not your fault.
Yes, you just actually cut your demo in half because what if it is their fault?
Then, no, Morgan, and Morgan, then Morgan & Morgan ain't going to help you.
Yeah, Morgan & Morgan helps people that aren't at fault. That's their Coach, whole thing.
That's what they do, Coachy.
You got to know your client. If you're going to make a jingle for someone, you need to know them. But
they're not defendants. They are plaintiffs.
Right. I thought we were going to have an Aaron Rodgers situation with you two. Like, I'm not coming back to the sore losers. Losers until he's gone.
No. I'm not that.
Like, I'm disrespected. Like, Ray didn't come to me and let me know he was good. No. Ray didn't come to me and let me know he was going to write me a jingle. Just like, oh, the Packers didn't come to me and let me know they were going to draft Jordan Love. Like, how dare they? I am not going to be treated that way. And that's what Eddie was walking around this building
will
like.
You relax.
I'm not going to be treated like that.
Relax.
No, R-E-L-A-X.
Relax. Look, man, I'm not mad. All I'm saying is I know where we stand as friends. That's it.
Hey, we can always make a truce and alliance where if we win or you win, we all split the money, $15,000 apiece.
We're not, yeah, $15,000, Coach. After your five co-writers, what am I going to get? $1,000?
No, $15,000.
No, I'm not.
What is six into $100,000? We could all come away with more than $15,000. And what I'm going to do is slide a proverbial piece of toilet paper over with some mascara, and I need you to sign it.
You got it.
Just initial by the X. Initial by the X, that X, and then sign at the bottom and date.
Guys, and speaking of toilet paper, I just read Costco is eliminating how much paper you can get. So, boys, get ready to only take one dump a week and I'll hang up and listen.
What did you just bleep there?
Yeah, you said they're eliminating?
Yeah, whenever you have to take a
Oh, gotcha.
So now you have to be limited on the squares again. It's
oh,
almost
limited. Yep. Limited.
On toilet paper. People
I
are
thought
hoarding
you said
again.
You were, they were eliminating how much toilet paper
I use the dude wipes, Ray. Very nice and cleanly.
Dude, have you ever used baby wipes?
Yes, I used it yesterday
because
I'm out of toilet paper.
It's amazing.
Coach, I would if I was a woman, and I'm not.
No, we have babies at home.
Yeah, we have babies, and the baby wipes are right there, and it's like, man, these are actually great.
Hey, honey, we're already out of baby wipes again. Man, I've been cleaning the baby all week.
Just like my cousin and his boys, they swear it by the bidet.
Bidet.
Bidet?
Yeah, bidet.
Bidet. Yeah, Coach. They have them. They got them because my cousin got one on his toilet, and he was like, guys, this is amazing. So they would go to his house and try his bidet. Bidet.
Coach, what was the ones that Toms were talking about at the bachelor party?
I wasn't in on that conversation.
Yeah, you were.
But when I was in Aruba, take her to Aruba, there was a bidet in our bathroom.
Did you use it?
Guys, my entire honeymoon, I was in the bathroom using the bidet. It was awesome.
Coach. Yes, so my cousin convinced all his boys to come over and try his bidet, and they all ended up, after using his bidet, went out and bought bidets for their toilets, and they swear that the bidet is the way to go.
Are they all dating each other?
I don't understand that joke. Just because
there it is. Tushy bidet. Tushy. There's one called Tushy, and it's $50.
That's
it. And you do it yourself. And it
what do you mean you do it yourself?
It's
you
squirt
install
you in the eye.
It yourself.
Yeah, you just screw it to the side of your
toilet.
It's
supposed to be real easy, and then you just rinse your butt. I mean, I'm tempted for sure.
I am so tempted after hearing my cousin and his boys talk about it for so long. And I always see them on, like, usually on the toilets in Vegas when you have a hotel room. Some of them have bidets on them.
Where are you staying at, Paris?
No, like Caesar's Palace.
Bellagio.
Things like that. Cosmo, I think. But I've never
this would
been.
A chance to shout out Westgate.
Westgate
has them.
I don't know if Westgate has them.
Let's
I've never
just
been
say
in the room
they do.
There. But let's just say that we are working on that Sore Losers Weekend at the Westgate.
Mm-hmm.
But really,
if they sign up for the Sore Losers Getaway, we may be able to throw in a bidet.
That would be an awesome gift.
That would be great swag.
Yes. I'll call Rick.
You feel like. No.
Are you writing a jingle right now?
You feel like after this weekend, flush it away with your new bidet.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go. If you feel like... Can you get Dodd to write something, Ray?
Yeah, and I'll get two other buddies so we can split it four ways. I wasn't planning on having four writers on it, guys.
Hey, doesn't that suck when the third, when the fourth dude shows up and you're just like, oh, great.
Dude, I swear to God, a guy came in the room mid-write, and I was like, here we go, here's a fifth. But he was just saying hi to Dodd. Apparently, they used to work on the
it
same
It doesn't way, matter. But... If he said hi, he's in.
Yeah, hi. If hi is in that song, if
work call, for a third.
Yeah, that sucks.
I need to write a song. Hey, Box wife, what do you like to write about, sing about? I'll hang up and listen.
Guys, over to you.
Now, so it's Friday, right? The Chiefs, they lose on Monday night, you know, and they're in Baltimore. Did you see the video of Patrick Mahomes' brother?
No.
Oh, so he's up there and people are talking trash to him after they win. And so what's he do? He gets a bottled water. Watch this. Unscrews the cap. People are talking, and he just dumps water on them.
Cool.
Like, no. Like,
what do you mean? People, rock stars do that all the time in concerts.
No, rock stars.
What? So what?
No, he's doing that to fans that hate him.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
Hey,
no. Water.
Well, guess what? Do you complain when it rains? No, because
exactly.
It's water. It doesn't
it's water.
Matter.
Who cares? Not like he broke their nose. He got them wet. And it dries off in 10 minutes.
So you're telling me if you're at a Cowboys game,
yes.
and you're in Philadelphia, yes. and they start pouring water on you, it's okay?
I'd be like, well, I deserve that. I guess I shouldn't have fought a bunch of Philadelphia Eagles.
No,
fans.
He didn't. They didn't fight him. They just talked trash.
Well,
and he didn't
when
like the
you're
trash
talking
talk.
Trash to someone, expect. Any something to happen to you. I think the water is the nicest thing he could have done.
And let me say this.
Why is it okay for you?
So do you think Patrick Mahomes' brother was not saying anything back to these people? Patrick Mahomes' wife was just sitting there silently, not jawing back and forth with these people. And then they say something back to them. And it's like, pour the water. Like, you don't think that they were instigating the trash talk?
I mean, I don't know. You're assuming. The only thing I see on
video.
From
what we see on social media, you don't think Patrick Mahomes' wife and his brother talks trash to everybody around them?
Ask Bub. He would know.
Ray, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, one time, South Beach, we're in college. I hope it's a good story. It's probably terrible. But a car drove by with a pail of water, stopped right next to South Beach. Threw the pail of water out the window. I mean, it was a normal day, so who cares if you get wet? Drenched his ass, and he was so mad for about 5 seconds, and then me and him just started laughing our asses off.
It's water.
It's pretty hilarious. And it was back in the day when we didn't have cell phones, but the water drenched him, and there was nothing to be mad about. It was water.
Exactly. It's water. Now, let me give you a different story. My parents were driving down the road, and a brick flew through their back window.
That's not water.
That was not funny. Why? Because it's a brick. This is water, coach. Get rid of it. It's no problem. Get over it.
I just don't think if you're going to be Patrick Mahomes' brother.
He just is.
Yeah, but
he's not Patrick Mahomes.
Right?
It doesn't matter.
But if you're going to be the cocky Patrick Mahomes' brother that talks trash to everybody around you in the stadium, you have to be able to take the trash talk back. You can't retaliate by throwing things at
you. You're making up scenarios. You weren't there. All you see is him pouring water.
Script writer.
You have no idea what happened before. You have no idea what happened afterwards. You're basing it all on what they do on social media. If I base you on everything you do on social media, you're an idiot.
So what would you do? What would you say if someone threw a bottle of water at him?
Bottle? It's different.
Okay, what if they start flinging water at Patrick Mahomes' wife? Is that okay?
If they do that, then she runs inside and whatever.
But it's okay.
Yes, it's
so
just water.
So if someone sees you in public, they can just throw water on you and you're not going to get mad.
What am I going to do about it?
No, but you're not going to get mad.
No, I'd be like, wow, that was crazy.
Okay.
I wonder why they're mad.
So now we have permission. If we see Eddie in public, it's not a big deal to just throw water on him randomly.
Hey, Arnold, pour some water on my nuts. See if I get mad.
But what are you saying? Like,
what I'm
saying so now you're saying everybody in the world, if you don't like someone, throw water at them? Like,
no, I'm saying he can't do that crap. Like, he should be banned from the Ravens stadium. If you did that to a player, if you threw water at a player, you'd be kicked out of the stadium, right? So don't let Patrick Mahomes go back to Baltimore. If they ever play in Baltimore again, sorry, you're not allowed in the state. You can't start throwing things. If you are going to be – I've seen videos of him just talking trash because he's Patrick Mahomes' brother, so he talks
How
trash to the fans.
Are you?
No crap.
Do you ever watch videos of his wife, too?
No.
Patrick Mahomes' wife?
I don't.
She might be the most annoying person on social media. So what I'm saying
is what you do on the toilet for 30 minutes?
Yeah, a little bit. So if I'm at a stadium and I throw water at a player, guess what? I'm out.
They're not players. That's a dumb fan talking trash, and the player isn't talking trash to a fan.
Players talk trash to fans.
But they're not, and if they do talk trash to fans for no reason, then they should deserve water. I mean, they throw water on the coach, and he just won a championship. What's the difference?
So you've lost.
It's not even water. It's sticky Gatorade. That's worse.
You've lost your mind if it's okay that people can just start throwing water at each other in the stands.
I love it.
But I do have a good water story since you guys told yours.
I drank some today and I played summer.
Hey, stay hydrated, guys.
Summer of 72, Schlitterbahn.
Perfect plug for Opryland Water Park.
It's hottest, called Soundwaves.
Hottest, coolest time in Texas, Schlitterbahn.
I don't get mad when there's water there, Eddie. But if it's in a bottle, bottled up, all of a sudden it's lightning in a bottle, I'll hang up.
Nope. It was me, AJ, Forrest, Aaron, and a couple other people.
More.
I know who else.
What up, everybody? It's Batter's Box.
I don't think Batter's Box was there.
Tamika. And we are,
it's Kamika, not Tamika.
Right.
So we are walking to Forrest's house, and Aaron has a cup of water. And we turned the corner.
Oh, he had a solo cup at what, 12?
No, it was like a stadium cup. Like he brought it from his house, drinking water. And there's a car pulls up to the stop sign, and it's these kids that are
whoop, whoop.
3 years older than us, stoner dudes. They were more than stoners, probably acid.
Guys know if it's before or after 4:20 in the afternoon.
Did you see Bob Marley, man?
Let's just say that we had things with them in the neighborhood, passenger window.
Sex with them?
No.
Well, you said things. Coach, I don't know. Be more specific.
Let's just like things happen between us. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to get into details, but let's just say.
You alluded to Dane.
No, Coach, that's not what happened. What are you talking about? That's not what went down. So Aaron, the passenger side window's open, and they're all in the car, and they're sitting at the stop sign, whoosh, throws it right in there. And
threw water on them?
I mean, you want to talk about them chasing us for the next hour, trying to hunt us down. I mean, jumping fences, them coming around in their car. Go and get another car, trying to circle around with two cars, and we're running into the woods, out of the woods, out of this backyard. It was one of the best chases ever.
So you're basing Mahomes' brother on this reaction. I understand.
What
now.
I'm saying
what
is.
What was the weapon used, kids?
Oh, H2O.
H2O. I'm writing it down now. Thank you.
Okay, what
much.
If that's a beer? What if Patrick Mahomes'
that's
brother?
Different.
But it's also different with kids, with older people. You can't put water on old people. Young
that's what
kids.
I'm saying, right? They're at the Ravens.
It was a dude on dude crime. They're both wearing jerseys. Yeah, is that a football game? And thank God it wasn't a beer because that's kind of rude. But water, and he didn't even like. It just kind of sprinkled it. It was almost like the holy water.
It's like, hey, if you're sleeping and I want to play a joke on you, pour it on your head. No big deal. Wake up.
Because we're friends.
But the cooler thing.
They don't
thing,
know
hey,
each other.
Hey, homie, the cooler thing about it was he was in the suite, sprinkled the holy water
that's
on him.
Legit.
Like, you
that's
can't
legit.
Reach me, bruh. I'm
yeah,
in a suite.
That's
yeah,
legit.
That's basically what he's saying. He's I like, mean, yo, I'm Patrick Mahomes' brother. Look at me up here. I can do whatever the hell I want.
I love it. I love it, but they're also talking crap to him. Like,
but he's talking crap. You don't just turn around and talk crap
it.
To nobody.
Listen to me. If Batter's Box was a quarterback for the Bears.
What up, everybody? It's Batter's Box.
And you were his brother.
He doesn't have the arm strength. can't hit that outside.
Neither does Fields.
Outside the hash. Oh, well, we're going to find out this weekend.
Neither does, who's their other guy?
Dalton.
Red Rocket.
You would be talking crap to someone who's talking crap about your brother.
Right, but then if they
and
talk crap back to me,
and then you would pour water
not...
on him.
No.
Yes, you would. I know you. You'd probably piss on them, actually.
No, that was one time. I pissed on the bed. But if someone talks trash to me, my go-to is not throw things at them.
What if it's been 30 minutes and you're like, shut up already. I'm trying to watch my brother.
Then don't go to the game. Then don't open your mouth.
Oh, because those people are talking trash to you, don't go to the game.
If you're going to talk trash if you think they just turn around and start talking trash just because they're all quiet the whole game, you've lost your mind.
Eddie,
I've never seen anybody just being sitting there quietly. Like, I've never seen this in all my history of going to games.
You don't go to a lot of games. You just confessed that.
You haven't been to a Titans game in 5 years.
You literally the other day said that I would never go to a game because I'd rather watch it on TV.
No, I never said I would never. I said I would prefer to watch it at home. I've never been to a game in my life where a fan is just sitting there quietly minding their own business.
Brother.
And someone turns around and just starts talking trash to them.
Yeah.
No, usually
No. What I'm saying is you're right. No, that doesn't happen.
Right. But, so Patrick Mahomes' brother and wife were probably talking trash.
No.
And then the
See,
other
you
people
say
were talking
probably.
Trash.
You say probably. Here's what I think.
Okay.
Okay? Because you keep saying probably. You weren't there. You have no idea. But this is what I think. Let me give you an example. Who's someone that's real annoying in like
Brady?
In what?
No. Like in their like someone that's like a Borat. You know,
you think he's annoying?
Say you hate Borat.
Okay.
You're like, this guy pisses me off.
Right.
It makes you so mad. So you see Borat in public and you're like, oh, you think you're so funny. Oh, there he is, Mr. Comedy. I'm going to act like some old foreign man and make jokes.
This analogy is going to need to improve.
And this guy is like, dude, I'm just an actor. Like, I'm just doing what I do. All right. Like, leave me alone.
Okay.
So you're saying because her name Brittany?
Yeah.
Brittany and Patty's brother are just annoying on social media that they're always going to get crap because they're annoying on social media, even though they're just there to watch Mahomes play.
Hey.
But you think they're just sitting there silently and not talking trash to people around them?
Probably.
Oh, my. Then you've never watched her videos.
I saw articles that said that you don't know the whole story. So somebody read one of those articles and tell me the rest of the story, and I'll hang up Billy Graham. What's his name?
Paul Harvey. That's a pastor, I think.
No.
Patrick Mahomes said,
Harvey. That's the rest of the story.
This was Patrick Mahomes' comment. Yeah, I mean, obviously it's something that we don't want to necessarily do. There were things said to him and Brittany that you don't see on the clip. But, I mean,
exactly.
But you don't see what they said either.
Hey.
So for Patrick Mahomes to sit there and defend them because, oh, you don't know what was said to my brother and my wife. Well, you don't know what your brother and your wife said.
Hey, sorry. I'm low-key flex. I'm going to the Titans game. What I'm going to do is do the real-life version of this. I'm going to pour some water on somebody and see what their reaction is. Film it. Post it to socials. And, guys, there we'll have our answer. Is it offensive to dump a little water on
somebody?
That's great. And I'll hang up and listen.
Yes.
That's great.
Please do it to a random stranger.
Sorry for the low-key flex, but I am going to the Titans game this weekend.
I feel like Pitts should do this with Goldie as well.
Yeah, speaking of, let's get Pitts in here because I need to know his plan. He has to have...
This is a Chiefs song,
it's
if you haven't heard it.
Anybody say, yeah! 80 mother! Hands in the air!
He's also posting a podcast for The Big Show!
Here he comes.
You can see him, he's all in red.
All right, before we go in there, what's this segment brought to you by?
Brought to you by Bubs. If you like barbecue, if you like women, if you like both of them all together at one place, it's Bubs. Hey, Pitts, we saw you a couple weekends ago. You were pretty trash. This time, don't start drinking with your finger in the whiskey at 7 a.m. We'll see you, Bub, for lunch.
Is Goldie allowed to go to Bubs?
Now, that's my question. Brother, you're heading back to Kansas City this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Last game, you had a problem seeing
it, Raymond,
because Goldie was in front of you. Do you have a plan in your head? Do you have a scenario that
you're looking at it.
How you're going to address the situation of Goldie standing up the entire game if he's
what
there.
What is that right in front of him?
I'm afraid this year I'm pissing the old ladies off for this week. I'm standing. I'm not going to miss another game. But after this week, if he's standing, I'm going to stand. And I'm going to be polite and apologize to the ladies behind me, but I'm not missing
you're
a game.
You're pissing in the old ladies
I'm going to piss the ladies off. I'm not going to miss another game. But I'm going to stand.
Okay, so that's your solution is you're just going to stand. That's it.
That's
fair
enough.
I think that's the only solution.
Fair enough. No, I think it's good.
But then I am going to reach out to the people and be like, I'm in a situation. I'm tall. The guy in front of me, da-da-da-da-da, is what's my best option? You want to move me or do I continue to stand?
Are you going to wait for them to say something?
And they're going to have no comeback to da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah. The ladies are going to say something to me. It's just going to be like, you know, I'm just going to upset people. Then the people will
be it's going to be like telephone.
Hold on. But what if you're overreacting? Maybe they won't say anything.
The best situation is this. The Chiefs never stop scoring and we have no reason to sit down. Everybody say,
guys, I will tell you, we think the game's on the field. There's a lot more interesting things happening in the stands.
Oh,
this
yeah, look at 327 row 28 seat one. We've got a stander. I can't wait. I get to go to the rail, boys. I get to go cheer for a Charger this week.
He's going to go say hi to Overton.
You can say our buddy.
Oh, you're going to the rail to say hi to
Maddie, for sure.
Nice.
So if you
that's
have
neat,
a,
man, that's a
wait.
That's
so you really have cool. a seat way up there.
Football.
They let you way down there to
probably
say
not.
Hi.
I don't know how it's going to work, but I know the gates open 2 hours before, so I'm sure. And I know that they do let people down to the rail. I don't know if they let somebody from the third, so I'll find that out this week.
Well, you just got to tell them that's my buddy.
I can sell reading glasses to Stevie Wonder, bub. You will see me on the rail. Before
well, and
the
also
game.
Look.
No,
for,
I won't because it won't be televised.
Hey, look for Bree and True, his wife and daughter. If they're in the vicinity, they'll bring you down. You're getting
sure.
rail. If
yeah,
not,
and just yell at them, and they'll give you. They'll pour some water on you.
And I call.
You guys talking about? I'm not pouring water.
I call BS on that Stevie Wonder thing. You can't sell him.
I was just saying that I'm good with my words.
Hey, the question is, you think Goldie, the big guy that was standing
in front of you, what are the odds?
Gosh dang it. Do you think he's a season ticket holder and he's going to be in front of you again? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
100.
I think so.
I think to have a personalized jersey.
I need a jersey.
To stand up the entire time, I think he is hardcore and he is a season ticket holder.
I think I need a jersey if I'm going to stay there. I was talking to Raymond. I need a personalized jersey for every game.
Who the hell calls me Raymond?
Brother does. Ray, Raymond. I don't know. I
Sizzin.
Sizzle.
I think it'd be funny because I'm going to get a jersey that says Blame.
Blame Goldie.
Blame Goldie. I think we come up with different words to put on my girl.
F Goldie?
Yes, for fan Goldie. When it gets hot up there, you want to fan Goldie.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money to waste on Goldie.
And then when you turn around to talk to the old ladies behind you, he's going to see what your shirt says, and he's like, hey, mother, girl.
I've got an Etsy connection, so I have an opportunity to have personalized game attire.
Brother, are you ready to throw fists?
More on that later.
You need to.
I don't fight. I would rather buy Goldie a beer and have him drink it on the concourse and then run back up to the seat real quick while he's drinking it and watch as much of the game as I could.
Smart, brother.
Yeah. I'm excited. I'm hoping to find my bartender that...
What's his name?
Is it a guy?
That takes cash at the We Do Not Take Cash. Yeah, it is, actually. That's good, Raymond.
Is he cute?
His little credit card thing wasn't working last time, and I've got, like, I don't...
I said,
I got cash. He's like, we don't take cash. I said, what do you mean you don't take cash? He's like, good point.
The Regions card wasn't working, brother.
So brother gave him cash on the download. The guy put it in his pocket and gave brother a drink.
The American way, bub. Cut out the middleman.
That's how you do it.
That's why I'm looking to find my
bartender. Brother, big game against the division rival.
Huge.
Anything you want to say to your Chiefs? Let's pump them up here. Here we go.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Oh,
boys.
We're doing the locker room talk again?
Yeah, we're doing locker room talk.
Guys, game number 3. Good to be back at Arrowhead. You can hear the fans. Bring me my megaphone. Hey. I thought I'd have to say that. Good to hear the fans back.
Hey, 127.8, bub.
Guys, let's do a knee here.
I'm good, coach.
It's just good to see you guys standing all together. Glad everybody's healthy. Frank, good to see you back. No guns this week?
Fuck you,
good.
Coach.
Got the Uzi
guys,
in my
everybody's
car.
Good. CEH. Nobody's
up.
Thinking about that last carry. You hear me?
Can't
nobody.
Hear you back here.
Nobody's
except
caring about
Kelsey.
It. We forgot
except
about
for
it. Kelsey, we're a team. I saw your tweet, bud. Good looking out for the Chiefs.
Anybody got
good looking
paper
out for that?
Anybody got any water? Yeah,
I know. No,
does.
We got plenty of time. We got plenty of time, guys. I'm the coach. Remember that. I need you to go out there and execute. What we stressed all week. Execute. We're the better team. There's not an opposition that's going to come in here all year.
Hey,
there's nobody we're going to face where we're not the better team. Get out there, do your thing.
Where's my jaw strap?
Hey. Wear the right helmet this week, would you? Thornhill, you're going to get some more snaps, but it's not yours yet.
Up yours, Coach.
Sorensen, how about we start making some tackles? Contact's not all we're looking for. Bring them to the ground. If something doesn't touch the turf, the play's not over.
You
play
make
to the
a tackle,
whistle,
son.
Bub.
The
Super Bowl play is over. We need you to continue making plays, Sorensen. Thornhill, I haven't forgot about you.
Hey, the laundry
I'm
guy
the
put
coach.
A Kansas City Royals
I'm
jersey
the coach.
In my locker.
Somebody get him to the back. I told him. All right, guys.
Hey, these
get
balls
the Gatorade
seem a little deflated
while you're at it. You're lucky to be in here, kid. All right, Chiefs on three. 1, 2, 3.
Chargers.
What?
Son of a.
All right.
Hey, brother. I really like the Chiefs this weekend.
Do you really?
I really do like
that
the Chiefs.
That means
this
a
weekend.
Lot.
Does
I like
it,
the Chiefs.
Does it really mean what this dude says?
I'm just telling
you. I mean,
he's
saying it for a reason, and he's going to. Now, he's just said that. Now,
he's
going to flee.
You
up.
Oh, this is a good tease. This argument you're starting to hear between Pitts and Lunch was also recorded, and we are going to post it on the Sore Losers podcast Instagram.
Right now.
Shut up. You got us this morning?
We did. You guys were in the room. So, this conversation is also going to be on the Instagram. I'm guessing it's the same points. They usually don't waver
usually
from
no, I really, I really like the Chiefs this weekend. That's all I was saying. I like the Chiefs this weekend. I think this is the weekend.
Point Lunchbox.
That hopefully they finally cover. They haven't covered in a while,
good
but
one,
I think
Coach.
I think you're getting them, and I think it's a good spot for them, and I think they're going to beat the Chargers.
Yes,
I think
sir.
They're going to beat them by more than 7, and I think you're good to
that's
go.
That's strong. I will say this, as a Chiefs fan, I think we've got all we're going to bargain for.
Yes,
I think
sir.
We have a hell of a football team coming into Arrowhead, and it's going to be a good ball game, and they usually beat us at home, but we usually beat them there. So
but
I like
you
your
see,
optimism,
did you love
and I
Kelsey's,
do think we're going to win
did
as
you
well.
Did you see Kelsey's
obviously.
You guys know how to
press
not
conference?
Talk over each
they're
other?
Good.
No.
After the game, he goes, hey, man. No, not one individual lost that game. We lose as a team. Like, that's a team loss. But if Edwards-Helaire didn't fumble, we would have won.
Now.
That's point Kelsey.
He
Now, I said this, and Box called me an idiot when I said that coming in. I said it was our game to lose. Yes, we lost it, but I said we were in the position to win, and what did you say? You laughed at me and clowned on me, but now you're going to talk Kelsey up. Yes, you did.
I said you were, but you lost. You lost the game.
Of course we did. I'm just saying we were in the position to win, and I said had he not fumbled, and you went into, well, had he not done this in the third quarter, had not done this in the second quarter, if Chubb wouldn't have fumbled,
don't fight. Grab a Tulane.
Here's my thing. I thought Andy Reid got too conservative taking the ball out of Patrick Mahomes' hand, and I don't understand why it was going to be like a 40-something yard field goal. Like
I think we're at the 34 and what, a 14 or 15 yards? So
right.
Close to a 50.
So that's why I don't understand 44. Why coaches want to settle for a 48, 49 yard field goal when you got Patrick Mahomes. Get 15 yards and then maybe settle for a 30-yard field goal, but he's just going to hand it off right to the middle and kick a field
goal.
Coach,
people settle all the time. You ever been to suburban or like rural America?
Yeah, if you looked next to you on your couch, you settled. All right,
I agree with you, and I think a lot of Chiefs fans echo the same thing you're saying. I agree, but I
like the Chiefs.
I think the point that I was making that you said to Kelsey was at least it was our game to lose. We lost it 100%. We put ourselves in a position to win. And we were not playing a poor football team.
I thought it was a funny comment by Kelsey. Yeah. He comes out and says, hey, man, we lose as a team, we win as a team. That's a team loss.
I don't call out anybody, but.
Well, we would have won if Edwards-Helaire didn't fumble.
Let me ask you this. As a fantasy owner with
Edwards-Helaire sucks.
How is your fantasy?
With Edwards-Helaire, like in every team that I have.
Every team I have.
Should we play him?
Yes.
The only reason that I say yes is because I believe in Andy Reid. So if you're
But no, I'm talking about Edwards-Helaire. I don't have Andy Reid on my team.
Yeah, I don't have Andy Reid either. But here's the thing. Edwards-Helaire, even when you play him, he gets 6-7 points. He doesn't do crap. Like for this big offensive weapon that he was supposed to be when he was drafted in the first round last year, he doesn't do crap. Mm-hmm.
But he's not on a running dynamic offense.
But he was supposed to be great catching the ball out of the backfield, and they never give it to him.
Does that count? Does that...
I'm not
honest
saying
question. I don't know fantasy football. Is that what you want your running back to do?
Hell yeah, you get points for every catch. But what I'm saying in real
not
football,
our league.
In real football, what are you talking about?
We get PPR.
Yeah, been that way since we started it 3 years ago.
We get .2.
Check the rules. What I'm saying is he's a good football player, but when your fantasy is different, as you want him to score 12, 15 points. And this year I've invested heavily in Edwards-Helaire. Every single league, I was like, gotta get him. He's gonna explode this year. 2 weeks in.
I don't give up on him because
I'm not giving up.
A one carat diamond is still a one carat diamond. And even if it's in a showcase with 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 carat diamonds, he's on a football team with Hall of Famers still playing football. So I'm just saying, no, I mean, let's not discount the fact that he's on a team. It's hard to show up on a team that stacked, I guess, is the point I'm trying to make. It doesn't discount his ability to play. Okay, laugh all you want. Put him on a team without Tyreek Hill. Put him on a team without Travis Kelce. Put him on a team without Patrick Mahomes. Put him on teams that struggle in other positions, and I think he will shine a little more. I don't think that calls for a laughing.
I think you can't give up on him. Also, because your offense is so explosive that they're going to score points, so you just hope,
made my point. That
you just hope that
at
some of these times he gets in the end zone instead of Tyreek Hill or Kelce or Mahomes.
Pretty rare, though.
Point, bub.
I was agreeing with you. I wasn't arguing.
It's rare, bub. Right. I mean, you're right. It's not designed to give him the ball and like.
Yeah, Andy Reid, run the ball more. Run the ball more, Andy Reid.
Andy Reid could care less about how many points you get in fantasy football.
Well, that's
why?
The problem.
That's the problem. That's a bad head coach.
Freaking fired. Andy Reid wants to win the Lombardi Trophy.
Yeah.
Doesn't care about winning.
Yeah, but if it wasn't for us, brother, he wouldn't even have a chance to win the Lombardi Trophy. We're the reason they wear red and play every Sunday because we're watching. If we weren't watching or playing fantasy or giving a crap about this, they wouldn't have jobs, brother.
Well, actually, that's wrong because they were playing football way before there was fantasy.
Point lunch.
There's been fantasy since the 70s, bub.
Even my he tried point. I mean, really, he was focused.
Really? When did you start playing?
Look it up. Fantasy started back in the 70s, bub.
Oh, did it?
Yes.
I don't know about that.
He doesn't even care about the Ravens' loss. I'm kind of –
He's moved on. He's moved on. He cared about it the next day.
Don't matter to the players and the coaches near as much as they matter to the fans.
You're 100% correct.
Yes, nobody wants to lose. Don't get me wrong. They're not working all week to lose on Sunday, but they're not dwelling on that
Football
loss.
Football fantasy started in 1962. You're welcome. I'll hang up and listen.
Football fantasies or fantasy football?
Oh, it says fantasy football.
Already hung up.
Damn it.
Are you done learning? Excuse me.
Thank you, brother. Good luck. Have a safe trip.
Thanks for your safe trip.
Don't forget to document it so we can see, follow along.
When do you leave? Tomorrow?
Probably tomorrow.
Yeah, hey, are you going to Seminole?
For sure. I'm going to hit up the casino, bub. Play a little poker and then go play a little Chiefs football. Have fun. Good luck to the Titans. Good luck to the Cowboys. Good luck to your team for listening, unless you're a Chargers fan.
Is there any chance that you go play poker, the cards are hot, and then you just go into Sunday afternoon and you're like, well, screw the game?
No chance.
Okay.
All right.
Chiefs fan. Thank you for the follow. I got followed today on Twitter by the sports anchor for Fox 4 in Kansas City, Harold Kuntz. That's kind of a neat deal for me. I got to talk to him.
Well, take him to Aruba then,
He's from Nashville. He's coming in for the game, so we might get him on the podcast.
Well, why don't you sleep with him?
I think he's married. And I'm not.
That means no strings
attached. Everybody say, oh. Can I get a seltzer? Did I earn a seltzer?
Yeah, you did. Go get one out the door.
They're in the fridge, Coach.
Two Chiefs fans.
Or there's a Yeti in the back of my Jeep. You can get one in there, too.
We got to take a break, man.
Yeah, I got to piss.
Brought to you by Bubs. I'm exhausted. No real catchy phrase. Just come in for the barbecue. Maybe you'll see pits and leave full. That's by Bubs.
Do you guys serve water there?
We got all the water you want. Patrick Mahomes' brother brought us a couple cases.
What's his name? That's right. Nobody cares.
Jackson?
Who cares? Does he play football?
I don't think he's 21 years old, so I'm going to assume no.
That sucks, man.
Oh, man.
I got a sad segment coming up.
Oh, no, Coach.
Let's do it right after this break.
You cheated?
Oh, no.
Guys?
God dang it.
So give me a minute on this one.
Oh, they're divorced. They don't live on the west side anymore.
There goes spooky season.
I got an email. And the email says,
I cheated, Susan.
Fox Sports Radio launches new show, Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, with LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and Jonas Knox. Guys, it's going to air from 6 to 9 a.m. weekdays.
Oh, we can't do that. We have a regular show.
I know one of those guys.
I'm telling you right now.
Brady Quinn.
Let me finish.
You don't know LeVar Arrington?
No. Never
Guys, that was our show to lose. And because of our affiliation with The Big Show, we were unable to fill that slot. And I don't know if we were considered for morning drive radio on Fox Sports Radio. But I know iHeart is in bed with Fox Sports. And I know we are a sports podcast. I would like to think that we were part of the short list. Excuse me. It's choked okay, up on my words.
You got this.
But we missed it. We missed the mark. Maybe again, if a time slot opens up, it'll be us. But we weren't picked. Over to you guys. I'll hang up and listen.
I did talk to the bosses about this.
How's it going? Do you care if I close the door?
They did say we made the top 200 options for that show.
Really?
Right behind Caller Daddy.
So we were on the short list.
I mean, let's be real. They probably listened to 5 minutes of the show and then said, nope, not for us.
If you're having a beer out on the back patio, a Tulane, if you will, the show that is easy listening, funny, and gets you excited for the weekend is one show and one show only, and I'll hang up and listen.
Call our daddy.
No, it's the Sore Losers podcast, brought to you by the Sore Losers Nation.
Do you think it's easy listening? Because we interrupt each other all the time.
Yeah, it's easy listening.
The brother segment, you were probably on the edge of your seat. You're ready to run through a wall. Hopefully we then now cater to the female a little bit more where it is easy listening to the fact that my wife listens. She doesn't listen to a lot of stuff, but when she says, I listen today, that tells me we have females in our demo. Females think we're funny. Females want to cuss.
I think it is cool. I think we're changing what's it called? Like just the way the world's been working for so many years of like, oh, we do sports radio for men. No. We do sports radio for everyone.
Yeah, we're what is it?
Left bisexual.
Right? No, left.
No, wait. No.
We are bisexual podcasting.
Hey guys, it's Box Gibbles, and we are a bisexual
podcast. We don't discriminate. We talk to everyone. Therefore, we're bisexual.
No, I meant less lifestyle, more sports. Yes. That we're supposed to be.
Maybe we're bisportual.
That's a t-shirt.
We are bisportual?
Something. There's something there.
Let me talk to the Etsy shop.
Okay.
No, 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 not the Etsy shop. No. We're not keeping that money for you. No, 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 no. That doesn't go to the Etsy shop.
Hey, we are.
Hey,
I think that's why Bay is now listening to this, is so they can come up with ideas for their Etsy shop.
Coach, let him have his business. Guys, what's wrong with that?
We would never.
But he can't take our slogans.
Why not? He took my jingle.
Okay, so you're right.
We would never cross-pollinate the sayings that are on this show or this
He's
show exclusively.
Savage.
We would have already created a Monier shirt for the big show, but that is the shop forwards territory. Our territory.
Jingle is my territory.
You sound like Seinfeld. Jingle is my territory.
What's the deal with jingles?
Is it a jingle or is it an all?
I don't know. Okay, good.
Is it a jingle or is it a bell?
This weekend might be the biggest weekend the Bears have had in the last 5 years.
Who are they playing?
They're playing the Browns.
Oh.
But that's not why it's the biggest. It's not about who we're playing.
Are they shutting the franchise down and they win? I mean, they lose?
No, it's not about that.
Oh. About Lollapalooza.
It's about Andy Dalton is out. No. Andy Dalton is out. It's Justin Fields' first career start in the NFL.
Uh-huh.
Like, it is Justin Fields' time in Chicago this weekend.
But you didn't want that.
I don't want it. I am scared to death that
he
is not ready.
Say it out loud. I want you to say it out loud.
Say, I don't want Justin Fields.
No. I want you to say out loud who the Chicago Bears quarterback is.
Justin Fields forever.
Justin Fields forever.
I thought he was going to play that song, and I was like, wow.
No,
he's good.
He's not that ready.
Okay.
No.
So, yes, Justin Fields is our now starting quarterback. And I don't know if he's going to stay that way for the rest of the year or until Andy Dalton comes back, but I am so nervous that he is going to be more like Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson, and he's not going to look anything like Mac Jones.
Remember when Lamar came out? Lamar Jackson?
Yeah.
I mean, that could happen.
It could. But
I mean, that's a rare example.
Well, Coach, why not?
Well, I just look at what he did last week when he played the second half.
But it was a bad scenario.
Coming in the middle of the game, you don't have all week to prepare.
Exactly.
I understand that. The way Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson have looked the first 2 weeks, they've looked god-awful. They've looked like train wrecks. Don't know what they're doing. Don't have any business being out there starting, or they just have bad coaching. A combination of their teams just suck. But I am terrified that he's going to go out there. He's going to throw three picks. He's going to get sacked a lot because the offensive line is bad. You're going to have Jadeveon Clowney coming. You're going to have Myles Garrett.
No, we had Jadeveon Clowney here in Nashville. He doesn't do a lot. Got a big name, though.
He does more for the Browns than he already did for the Titans. But I'm just worried about Justin Fields. And as a Bears fan, I am so – I love the draft pick, but I just don't want to – I didn't want to see him 3 games into the season.
You want to see Andy Dalton?
I'd rather see Andy Dalton right now and let
Justin – Said no one ever.
And let Justin Fields sit on the bench and learn. I don't think he's ready to start, but, hey,
but
he's starting.
We don't usually – as a litmus test, use preseason. Doesn't that mean something? He looked decent in preseason. Mm-mm. He was the most electrifying player in
that
preseason
means nothing.
Football.
That means nothing. Zero. Like, the Cowboys look like complete garbage.
I mean, I'll
in
be
preseason.
Real, boys. I was at the bar. My buddy went to Ohio State. He didn't go to Ohio State. He's a fan of Ohio State, so that's why he likes Justin Fields.
Isaiah?
Justin. No, his name's Justin. He's a doctor at Vandy.
Got it.
Anyways, he's all in on Justin
Fields. What kind of doctor?
Kid's doctor, I believe.
Oh, pediatrics.
Yes. And cool. he was watching Justin Fields. It was great to watch. It was actually enjoyable.
How did you meet him, Coach?
He lives at my apartment complex. Met him at the pool. Having drinks.
The doctor lives in the
apartment
complex.
So, wait. There's all that floss out, and you met a guy doctor.
Hold on.
Guys,
Hold
I'm
on.
Married. I can't be meeting floss.
So, the doctor lives in your apartment complex in the outskirts of town. Interesting.
He's on the come up. Okay?
Maybe he's saving money.
Maybe he's he's in debt from medical school. So instead of floss, Ray went over to the Speedo. Okay, let's go.
Listen, I'm chucking a football. I'm going to meet guys, okay? That's just how it is.
So tell me about this guy. You said you were at the bar.
Justin.
He's been my friend for now a year. My wife's calling.
And
we're still doing the podcast.
Wait, what does she need?
Ask her if she needs something.
Do you need anything?
Wait, say that again.
Huh?
Do you need anything?
Well, I'm running to Michael's from work.
Are you getting more products for the Etsy shop?
Well, I'm getting the shirt for Pitts and for Bones.
All right. Well, remember, white lettering. Make sure that it's an Arkansas red and make sure it's a Chiefs red.
Yes. You guys got two orders.
Hey, but does Pitts want yellow lettering or was he want white?
Oh, that's a good question.
We have yellow
already. I bet the yellow isn't very visible.
Well, you might want to yell at him and ask.
Brother, you want the Chiefs in yellow or white on the red shirt?
Writing.
The writing.
I would say yellow.
He says yellow. I do not know if it's going to be as visible, but he said yellow.
And he wants XL, right?
Yellow, red, and white are the colors. So you pick whatever.
I think I talked him into 2XL. I want it to fit good. I think XL will be too snug.
I might get a couple, then he can figure it out. Okay.
Red, yellow,
okay.
What did he say? Okay.
He said you're the CEO. I'm just the employee.
I thought yellow, too. I thought yellow, since it was cheese, would be kind of cool.
You're the one with the eye for it.
All right, bye.
All right, love you, girl. Hey, I'll see you tonight. Wear something that makes the other guys jealous.
Bye.
Bye, girl.
So you guys are doing side business while she's on lunch break?
Yeah, your wife doesn't even have time to eat because she has to go to Michael's and get supplies.
Man, you guys are working hard.
Okay, guys.
But yes, guys, I am so nervous for this weekend. Justin Fields starting at quarterback.
I'm telling you, I was sitting at the bar. He was doing fine, but it was preseason.
It was preseason, and they said that he held the ball the longest of any quarterback in the entire preseason. On the average drop back, like 4 seconds, that's not good.
Oh,
it's going to get him killed. You got to get rid of the ball fast in the NFL.
You want to know another one that holds it along? Darnold, because he should have had 4 fumbles left and right last night.
He was not holding it tight, Coach. It kept falling out.
Coach, it was left and right on the ground. Every time I thought he was dropping something, it was the football.
Ray, did you watch that game?
I was laying in bed, could not fall asleep. I said, what do I watch on TV? I guess Thursday night football. It was the two worst teams I've ever seen.
Terrible.
I am glad.
I was kind of rooting against Cooks for fantasy.
That I didn't have NFL Network because I didn't have to watch it. I was like, wow, Panthers, Texans, that's going to be a boring game. Let me turn it on anyway. Oh, wait, DirecTV doesn't have NFL Network. You can't watch it. Cool. Well, I have Verizon. I'm supposed to be able to watch it on my phone, but I don't know how to do that. So I didn't watch it. And from both conversations, one with Ray and one with Eddie before.
One was in the bathroom with Ray.
It was at urinal talk.
Nice.
And Ray was just like,
Ray, how's it hanging? Shake it like a tail feather. Shake it. How's it going, Ray?
I was like, oh, did you just pull that out? Like McCaffrey pulled his hamstring out?
What was pulling what?
I don't know. I was trying to go with something and it didn't work. And mid-sentence, I was like, this isn't going to work. Just stop. But
is he done for the year?
They said they don't know. But Sam Darnold did say he talked to him and that, quote, McCaffrey was sad.
Oh, good quote.
Thank you, reporters, for that college training on Darnold. That one. And McCaffrey, imagine that. He hurt his calf.
McCaffrey.
I thought it was a hammy.
Coach, just go with the joke.
Hey, McCam-free.
I understand the joke. I didn't want to ruin
it. Are we doing locks since it is Friday?
Gosh, I haven't even
yes,
looked.
We're going to do locks.
This segment brought to you by Sore Losers Locks.
Okay, my question for you. What 2-0 team do you believe more in, the Broncos or the Raiders?
The Raiders.
Why?
I don't know. I just like the Raiders.
Teddy Bridgewater? Boomer keeps telling me to draft him. I'm like, Boomer, do you like 20 points? I mean, he's nothing. The Broncos are about to falter.
The Broncos are fool's gold.
What's with all these diamond mine references? Brother came in here. Hey, if you're
it's a tease.
Hey, bub.
It's a tease. Lunchbox is going to Diamond Crater Park.
Hey, but we
that's
do.
That's a deep tease.
Hey, Ray, you got a lot of pressure on you Monday. You got Keyshawn Johnson on the pod.
Oh, yeah, Coach.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I'm out. Lunchbox is out.
How are you out?
Doctor's appointment.
I have Botox.
No. Seriously, you guys have Keyshawn Johnson on Monday.
I'm out. I can't do it.
Why can you not do it?
Well, my kid got sick and...
No, you're making things up. I don't understand why you're so scared to talk to Keyshawn Johnson.
Bub, I'm not scared. I could easily host a show on my own. I decided to do a 3-prong show with you two. I am built for a 4-hour morning drive slot as a host of a radio show. Interviewing Keyshawn will be the easiest thing that I do on Monday.
Well, there you go.
So...
Cool.
Keyshawn, what's the keys to the game tonight?
Sean.
But
you sure you want to let us do this?
Well, I have no choice.
What do you mean? Can we reschedule?
No.
What's he doing? Promoting some book? Why
yeah,
is he talking
he's
to
promoting
us?
A book.
There well, is. He's on NFL Network, right?
Coach,
I don't have NFL Network.
I don't know. He's on one of these.
Eddie, that's a great question. Hey, man, I don't know what show you're on. What are you on?
He's
hey,
on in
what
the
do
morning.
You do these days?
He's on the morning with
the morning
Keyshawn,
with
Zubin, and Jay Will.
I don't know.
There's no way you nailed that title.
Yeah, I don't know, Coach, what you're talking about.
No, it is.
It's a morning get-up show, right?
No, it's a radio show.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
I think that's right.
You are part of our sister and cousin station there in L.A. Welcome to the show, Keyshawn. I'm Gibbles. How you doing, and how's life post-football? And I'll hang up and listen. There's my first question in your voice.
Oh, okay, well.
Coach, what if we interviewed him the entire time in Lunch's voice?
Hi, Keyshawn.
Keyshawn, so you know how you line up in the two on trips? What's your best route, post or a flag to the outside? I'll hang
My
up
favorite segment is when you guys show highlights and you're like, oh, you just
got
Keyshawn.
Hey, Keyshawn, you know your segment, you just got mossed.
That's not yours.
Oh, wait, that's
either.
Not yours. Oh, hold on. Arnold!
I'm terrified.
It was
now.
The wrong paper.
I'm terrified. I'm terrified.
You played for the Cowboys?
I am terrified. Of what is going to happen.
Keyshawn, my paper doesn't say how many Super Bowls you won. You ever get one? A ship? Oh, I see it here. You did win one.
You won one, right?
Okay. I know what we can do. I know what we can do. We can put it on Twitter, and we can ask people what to ask them.
Bingo.
No.
Interactive.
No. Why don't you ask your own questions?
I have no questions. My only question would be, what are you doing today? What show are you on?
What do you mean you don't have questions?
What would be my question to Keyshawn?
Hey,
Keyshawn, you know what? I always believe that players just play for money. Is that true?
We've already answered that.
No, you haven't.
Yes. We've had everyone that calls in, we ask them that question. It's the same thing. I'm sure some people do. Some people don't.
Hey, Keyshawn, you know what I mean? It's only week three.
Yes.
Are there locker rooms that have already given up on the season?
No. Next question.
Hey, you ready for a risque one?
Oh, my God.
Keyshawn, I'm sure you're married now. Maybe you've been in marriage. I don't know. You have kids. Life's moved on. But in your heyday, when you first started out in the NFL, what was it like going out? Did you go out with your boys, or did, like, you have five chicks come over, and, like, roll out with five chicks?
That's good.
And at a bar. Did you rent out a bar, or did you do private rooms, or would you just go into a common bar? What was the teams he was with?
The Bucks.
What was another one?
Bengals.
Cowboys.
He was with the Cowboys.
Yes.
There you go, Eddie. There's your angle.
Was he? Yeah. Real? No, that's Des Bryant.
Okay.
Keyshawn, who wins in a foot race?
No, you're thinking of Michael Irvin.
Okay.
Keyshawn,
you're right.
Who wins? Usain Bolt, you, or Ditka?
Keyshawn, two chicks at the same time ever?
No. Guys, this is probably the biggest guess we've got. Right, would you say?
Yeah, and why aren't you here?
Yeah, WNBA
because
lady.
Scuba's making me go to, where am I going? Arkansas.
The big show.
Why don't you call in?
Because I can't call in and interview him phone to phone.
Why not?
I don't think it works that way.
We can send people to Mars, but we can't do phone to phone interviews.
Hey, Keyshawn, why does it sound like Lunchbox? Why does it sound like you're in a gravel pit? It's for the big show.
I'm mining for diamonds, man. Keyshawn, you ever mine for diamonds out here at Murfreesboro State Park?
Arkansas.
Where did I say?
Murfreesboro.
Well, it is Murfreesboro, Arkansas.
Oh, that's cool.
Why don't you just go to this Murfreesboro and call it Arkansas? It's like 20 miles down the road.
Hey, it'd be a hell of a lot easier, I'll tell you that.
I'm in a dirt field over here trying to find a diamond. Hey, get out of there. We're doing construction, you son of a...
So, yes, we have Keyshawn on Monday, and... Oh, my God.
I don't know, Coach.
What do you mean you don't know?
No, I don't know what I'm going to ask him. Like,
listen, guys.
Hey, we're 3 weeks in. Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson. I mean, you worried? Are you worried?
So you're asking every question with we're three weeks in.
Or, you know, what you've seen so far from Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson.
We're 3 weeks in. What's your favorite fast food restaurant?
I'm just trying to think of easy, like, those are simple questions you
can
ask.
Can we ask him what he's watching on Netflix?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay.
Like, hey, Keyshawn. You know, do you only watch football? What else are you watching?
Nice.
I'm going to ask him, Keyshawn, do you own, rent, or couch surf?
No. Oh, my God.
Keyshawn, what's your favorite sport?
Coach, that deserves one.
Coach. I'll probably tell you basketball.
I bet it's baseball.
Coach, you got to ask him that one.
I will.
Thank you.
I will.
No. Oh, my God. It's going to be a disaster. We're never going to get anybody good on again.
What do you mean? Those are all great questions, Coach.
Keyshawn, tell all your friends about us. See if they want to come on. Keyshawn, are you there? Keyshawn, I still had a couple more questions. Keyshawn?
Keyshawn.
Guess he didn't like the club question. Oh, it'll be fun. I can't wait. Guys, we need to do some locks. 50 minutes, 55 minutes.
Gosh, I'm looking at it. The board looks tough this week.
No, it's not. It's pretty. Here's the NFL this week. I feel like, okay, even though the NFL is never boring,
okay,
there's going to be a lot of blowouts this week because there's a lot of backup quarterbacks.
Is Wentz playing for the Colts, or are we going backup?
I don't know if Wentz is playing, but they're Huntley, whatever
Excuse
the hell his
me,
name
you
is.
Watch your language.
He was taking the first team reps the other day, and he's the third stringer. So I don't know.
I thought Easton was the second stringer.
Exactly. So I don't know why that is, but
also Wentz, I got inside info. GTD.
Get the duck.
Go to dinner.
Go to dinner.
Dentist. Go to doctor.
Guys, game time decision.
Yeah,
I thought it was DTD.
But Carson Wentz on two bum ankles. You DTF. Really going to throw him out there? I mean, I don't know if that's a good decision. Carson Wentz with two bum ankles.
Well, then the Titans should roll their ass.
That's what I'm saying. They should roll their ass.
Well, then why don't you take it to the bank?
Okay, you want it? You want the Titans minus five and a half?
What do you want?
I want the Titans. Listen, I'm telling you what it's going to be. It's the Titans minus five and a half. I understand it's a division rival. Carson Wentz isn't going to play. He's in a boot on one leg, riding around in a scooter.
And I heard he's DTF or whatever.
And I understand. I like the Colts. I like what they have. But with a backup quarterback or a third string quarterback, they're not going to beat the Titans. They're going to lose. They're going to lose by 10 points. It's going to be the Titans. Give me the Titans minus 5.5. Take it to the bank.
Okay, I know you like to do 10. Let me do mine.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Guys, this is Sizzle. They also call me Sizzin. I'm not betting, but I still give all locks. And I am going to piggyback. I'm going to koala. I'm going to jump right on Lunch's back, right up next to him, and nuzzle right in for a long haul. Wow. And I'm going to ride him the entire Titans game. Give me the Titans minus 5.5 at home. I'll be there with Baser about 5 deep. And because Wentz is DTF, I'm telling you, take the Titans and lock it up.
We mentioned it earlier this show. I think the Raiders are going to make it to the Super Bowl. Is that what we said? What do we say about the Raiders?
I just asked you who you believe in more, the Raiders or the
Broncos. Yeah, I believe in the Raiders, and I especially believe in the Raiders this weekend. Why? Because they're playing a broken Miami Dolphins. I mean, Tagovailoa, he is DTF.
He's not playing.
Right. So give me the Raiders. Minus 4. Put a dollar on it.
Guys.
What?
You're on the wrong coast.
Oh, he's going back to the bank.
Yeah. Look. West Coast, that's fine. You need to go down there to sunny Florida.
Well, the Raiders are in Vegas. They're not really on a coast.
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting they're in Vegas. Yeah. I still can't get that straight.
Yeah.
But
I still think the Rams are in St. Louis.
The Jacksonville Jaguars, guys, they are the worst team in football. Urban Meyer looks, I mean, he is permanently red-faced because he is just having an aneurysm in his head.
Coach, he's in Florida. It's a sunburn.
Oh, maybe that's what it is. But he looks miserable. He looks so upset. He hates himself. He hates his life. He hates the decision to go coach in the NFL because he has no idea what he's damn doing. And the Jaguars look like they have no idea what they're damn doing. And if you think the Jaguars and how bad Trevor Lawrence has looked is going to be able to score points with the Arizona Cardinals, I mean, the Texans scored 30 points on the Jaguars. I mean, get out of here. If you don't think the Cardinals are going to cover the 7.5, is it 7.5 or is it 7?
7.5.
It's 7.5. I mean, I know that little half scares you, that little hook. But when you got Kyler Murray throwing bombs to DeAndre Hopkins and A.J. Green.
Kyler.
Oh, Kirk.
Chase Edmonds. Oh, touchdown, Chase Edmonds.
Kyler.
Max Williams. Yep, touchdown. It's going to be blowout city. Give me the Cardinals. I know it's a big number. I don't like taking 7.5. But when you're playing the Jaguars, you can give me 50. They suck ass. Give me the Cardinals minus 7.5. Take it to the bank.
Yeah, the only thing that looks good in Jaguar color is a chick. And I'll hang up and listen.
I got one more.
Yeah, go for it.
Tomorrow, Saturday morning, 11 a.m., Army.
Is this soccer?
Takes on Miami, Ohio.
Okay. If you're watching this game, you need to get your
Don't even bother watching. Just take Army 7.5, put a dollar on it, make some money.
Are they favorite or not?
Yeah, minus 7.5.
Oh, you just said take 7.5, so I don't know if they were.
No, I said take Army at minus 7.5.
If you're betting the Army game, you need to Google closest AA meeting, and you need to go to the next meeting.
Here's the thing. Make an easy dollar. Don't bother watching this game because I don't think it's on TV, honestly.
We're giving locks on games you have to stream?
Coach, just follow it on Yahoo Sports. They have a little football that goes through past the little...
The ESPN one is so late and delayed.
I know. Coach, we got to go. I think I'm up.
No. Hey, can I, and I just want to talk to the Wisconsin Badgers. Listen, you play Notre Dame tomorrow, and please put the college football, like, gods, like all of us college football people, please knock Notre Dame out of our misery. Please win that game so we don't have to hear about
out of
Notre
Dame. Its misery, not your misery.
Well, it's my misery because I don't want to hear about Notre Dame being a top 10 team and in the playoff hunt because Notre Dame is so awful.
Eddie, that's not the only vocal mistake he's made.
Do Julio, welcome to Titans Up, baby. Titans okay. Up.
Do Julio.
I'm just asking you, please, Wisconsin, please beat Notre Dame. Just beat Notre Dame in their season.
They won't.
They won't?
No, they're a huge favorite.
Wisconsin?
Mm-hmm.
That's
they
why.
Have to be. They have to be favored. I mean, they're favored by like 5 or 6 because Notre Dame has played some god-awful teams and
Florida
barely
State.
Won every single week. So this is the week, please, Wisconsin, please, on Wisconsin, on Wisconsin, on. Just beat them, please. Thank you. That's all I need. All right.
You guys ever been to South Bend?
Yeah, I have actually.
Never. You have?
Yeah, I've not been to a game there, but I walked around the campus of Notre Dame.
You know where it's right next to? Gary, Indiana.
Holy Cross, that's where Rudy did a couple semesters there before
Guys,
he got in.
As beautiful and awesome as Notre Dame is and the perfect life, Gary, Indiana is the murder capital of the world, and I'll hang up and listen. So if you're going to the game, don't be fooled. There's a lot of crime around, though, Bend.
We're
going to
go inside, and we're going to go outside, him, and they're going to lick us. And we're going to run. One for the Gipper.
Right? Guys, I'm sorry to the nation, the entire Sore Losers Nation. You guys bought me the Sizzon jersey. I wore it week one. The Titans got butt absolutely and so then I didn't wear it week two. We beat the Seattle Seahawks. I'm going to the game. I'm not wearing the Sizzon jersey. I'm going to go buy a D. Henry, King Henry t-shirt, and I'm going to wear a crown to the game. God bless, guys. Low-key flex. I'm heading to the game.
Hey,
I'm heading there now, actually.
Real quick, I got one more for Saturday.
Oh, and he's going for 3.
You're
going
to run out of dollars, Coach.
Wagner at Temple.
Stop it.
Coach.
Stop.
No?
Coach, listen, if you are betting this game, you need to check yourself into a mental institution by Monday.
All right.
At the absolute latest.
All right, forget about it.
No. Do you want to bet it?
No, let's not do it.
I want to play a game here.
What?
I want to know. If
Coach,
you know,
are you on mic?
Hold on.
Sorry, I forgot. Radio, you got to talk into this thing.
Eddie.
Yo.
For a dollar, where is Wagner University?
Ooh.
If you're about to bet on a Wagner game,
yeah.
Just tell me the state they're from.
Indiana.
Good guess. New York.
Dang it!
Good job,
Where's
Coach.
Temple?
That's
Philadelphia.
Yeah. Did you know that, Ray?
Yeah, I was getting in that area.
Pay me. Pay me a dollar.
Why pay you a dollar?
I don't know, Coach, because I lost a dollar. I need one back.
I didn't say you had to bet me a dollar. I was just wondering if you knew where Wagner was.
I have no clue.
That is so funny. You just want to bet.
I mean, the line's minus 24.5. That's great.
Guys.
Who, Temple?
Yeah.
The deep tees on Vegas, good things, big popping. And I'll hang up and listen, right?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Coach? Also, another thing, there is a huge thing that has happened in the lives of every Sore Loser on this show and to the entire Sore Losers Nation. I don't know when it is going to come out, but is it big, guys?
It's big.
There you go. It is not only something that we think is cool, but the Sore Losers Nation will think this is awesome. And I don't know when we can bring it up. I'll leave that to the two hosts.
There's three hosts.
My bad.
There's three hosts.
I wanted to do that. It's above my pay grade.
I hate that crowd.
Every roadie. Hey, man, is there any way you can tell me with the audio how you do that? Sorry, man, above my pay grade. Okay. That's cool. I'll just figure out the audio on my own, dude.
I'll find someone else that knows the answer.
That is actually at that pay grade. My bad, dude.
All right. Have a great weekend.
Above my pay grade means I'm way too lazy.
Yep.
I'm acting like I'm inferior, but it's actually my responsibility, and I should probably answer your question.
Exactly. I hate that answer.
Enjoy your weekend.
You too, Coach.
That might be a t-shirt. above my pay grade.
That's not a bad one.
That's not a bad one.
Write that one down.
Above my pay grade. Oh. We need to talk about it.
Hey, and every time Lunch asks us to break something down.
That's above my pay grade.
Above my pay grade, man.
No, if you guys say that every damn time, I'll have to quit the podcast because you guys would never talk about anything.
Hey, Ray. Hey, who do you think has more hope? It used to
be like,
would
you rather? And you'd be like, I'm not going to answer that.
Above my pay grade. We're not going to say I'm not going to answer that. We're going to say it's above my pay grade, bub.
Eddie. No. So who you think wins tonight, man? Pick it.
It's above my pay grade, man. I don't know.
That'll be fun. That'll be a lot of fun.
All right. Look, who's the better quarterback?
Oh, see, here we go.
Brady or Manning?
Above my pay grade. Yeah. I'm going to sit this one out.
Yeah, sorry, man. Can't really answer that one. That's tough.
See, that's just terrible.
What are you doing this weekend?
What am I doing this weekend? Probably nothing.
Man, that's motivating.
Wow, gosh. That sounds awesome, dude.
With that answer, you don't even have to tell me your age. I already know, 40.
No, actually, that doesn't tell you anything except for that I have a pregnant wife.
And you don't do
And I have two kids, so it's really hard to do stuff because my wife is very pregnant.
You can go without her.
I could. Where am I going to go?
Wherever you want, coach. The world's your oyster.
I'm heading to the Titans game, sweetie. You pick me up. I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
Nope. With two kids.
Nope. No problem. I'll Uber.
Yeah, what are you doing this weekend, Eddie?
Football tonight. First game of the season.
Oh, you playing?
No, my kids.
Okay.
Yeah, flag football.
Cool. Should we
first game of the season tonight, 6:00.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah. And then baseball tomorrow.
Will you tweet the score? I know you don't do pictures, but you can tell us the score.
I could. I'll tweet it.
Yeah.
I'll tweet the score tonight.
Are they favored?
I don't even know who they're playing, coach. Honestly. But Coach, tomorrow,
include a picture of the kids.
Tomorrow, we're going to a pumpkin patch.
Nice.
Yeah.
Which one are you going to?
Lucky Lad.
Oh, we didn't go to that one. We went to a different one last year.
It's like a farm with a bunch of animals. They have a corn maze.
Yeah,
and
we did that last year.
We'll pick out a pumpkin.
We did one of those last year, and they had a lot of like slides, and they had
hay ride.
Listen, yes, we did all that.
If you're a single dude, pumpkin patch, they should just rename the thing. It's basically looking for snack. You know what I'm saying?
Pumpkin snatch?
I mean, there ain't a lot. Demos there, about 80-20 women.
That's true.
Yeah, with kids.
Hey, and on Sunday is going to be the first Sunday that I can sit at home and watch football all day.
Oh, really?
I haven't been able to do that yet. Nice. And we're already 3 weeks in.
Yeah. Are you going to do everything with 3 weeks? Keyshawn Johnson on Monday. It's going to be terrible. Got the UFC tomorrow night.
Oh, yes. Are you going to get that?
Hell yes, I am.
Who's fighting? Volkanovski. Diaz.
Yeah, Nate Diaz.
Nick.
Nick. What did I
Nick,
say?
Nick. You said Nate.
But Nick doesn't even want to fight.
Oh, he doesn't?
What did I say?
You said Nate.
Did I? Okay.
It's Nick.
He doesn't want to fight. He doesn't like fighting.
What I might do, my wife loves Nate Diaz. Like, loves
just
him.
Just tell her it's him.
So I'm going to say that it's because it just says Diaz on there.
Yep.
I'm going to say that's Nate.
Yeah, Volkanovski versus Ortega. Come on, Volkanovski, please.
Ortega's not good anymore, is he?
He's pretty good. He's got a good chin. He's crazy.
What's up with his chin? You like his chin?
No, he just can take a punch.
Oh.
He's a brawler.
Let me know when Bones Jones fights again. That's my absolute favorite.
Okay, I will. I'll let you know. But
is he done?
No, he's coming. He's going up to heavyweight.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he just did a couple Ripper Magoos, took a couple years off. He's back.
Yeah, a couple suspensions here, suspension there. You know what I mean? A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
He likes to go skiing.
Yeah. All right. Let's go. Yeah, he likes that powder.
Who's the guy that he does coke?
I don't know.
Who's the guy that announces?
Buffer. Joe Rogan?
No. This used to be fighter. Cormier, but there's another dude.
Dominic Cruz?
No. Redhead guy.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. I forget his name. I can't even think of it right now.
It's just funny seeing these fighters, like, they commentate.
Take your time. Think about it. I'll edit this out.
These fighters commentate, and they're like, blah, blah, say all this stuff about their fighting thing, whatever, and what he should do here is what he should do there. They know everything, right? And then literally, like, in 2 weeks, that dude's in the ring. And he's fighting.
Yeah.
And then he loses. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same thing with Romo. Guy's smart as hell talking in the booth.
Yeah, how come won a damn
how
thing?
Come he couldn't do that on the field? Exactly.
All right. Yeah, all right. Come on, Justin Fields. Please, man. Please have a good game. Oh, I'm so nervous.
Yeah, well, you guys are sitting on your couches on your asses. Pitts will be at Arrowhead. And, guys, I'm going to be in this area of town.
The Julio, welcome to Titans Up,
no,
baby. Tighten up. Welcome to Nashville, baby. How you doing? Can I snap a selfie real quick?
Hey, you're not.
You're in that part of town. You're missing the game.
No, you're going to be stuck in your apartment making T-shirts for Bones and Pits.
Exactly. Ding, ding, ding.
No, we got the parking pass. We got the suite, I believe. It's going to be dope.
Oh, you got the suite?
We always do.
Oh, that way, I mean, you can pour water on people. It doesn't matter because you're up in the suite. They can't get to you.
If they're talking crap to you, Ray, you can do it.
I told you. I'm going to do the litmus test. I'm going to go in the or experiment. I'm going to go into the actual field and do a field case study.
All right. Happy Friday, happy weekend. Oh, wait, before we go, wait. Hey, I forgot.
It ain't going to be water from my cup. It's going to be water from my...
That's not water.
My birthday is Friday the 24th. Can you shout me out on Thursdays? I mean, Friday show, wink, wink. Well, it's Friday show, so I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, sore loser Chubbs.
Hey, sore loser Chubbs. Happy birthday, man.
Yeah, happy birthday. And
1 hour and 10 minutes.
We're out.
Oh, crap. We need to put two more commercials in.
I know.
All right. Goodbye, everyone.
Man, how much booze is in this two-lane?
Dude, seriously. Lunch, you're going to have to drive me home.
Oh, boy.
I don't remember half of that podcast.
Oh, by the way, that dude's team, I just gave it away.
Chubbs?
No, that one that hadn't put a lineup in, I just gave it away.
But smart. That's not what we decided.
We didn't cite anything.
We didn't?
No.
I don't remember, dude.
I just gave it away. Said, here, take over this team.
Hey, boys, you know what this sound is?
Time for another one.